So, a long break, Ishwar. What's it?
Yeah, it's a very long break, so we're getting punished by the mosquitoes now. But why did we take a break?
You gotta tell me. You were the one busy in some leadership skills.
I regret every one of those things which I did last month.
Okay, so you stopped podcasting and your life went downtrodden.
Yeah.
I got that right.
Huh? Yeah, this is the only one keeping me uphill, you know?
It will keep you uphill every time.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's not take more breaks.
Yeah, yeah, let's not do that. Now that we know what happens when we stop podcasting, it's a lesson for me at least. You've done it multiple times. It's like you're making a big deal of it now when I missed it.
No, even though I take breaks, there's nothing... my life doesn't go downtrodden.
Because it's already there. I went here. Then I got to know your world. And now I'll come back again.
Okay, let's see how better your life will be after this 15 minutes of this episode.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But the interesting thing is, the topic might affect me.
Okay. So,
it might affect you also, but the thing is, you have experience out how to handle it.
Okay, should I take that as a compliment or a...
Yeah, I mean, there's no other way, but yeah, compliment.
It's compliment, yeah. Yeah. Okay, then brief us about the episode.
Okay.
Ishwar's gonna brief it because he needs to gain experience.
Yeah, so I'm actually... Okay, never mind. So the topic today which we're dealing at hand is what pleads each and every other guy out there. Which is, and even girls also, let's keep it neutral. So
we'll keep it for the guys.
Okay, so it's boy bestie problem and girl bestie problem from that side. So for me,
I think we should make a counter episode for the other one.
Okay, so we'll do boy bestie now.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so...
Are you a boy bestie to anyone?
No, I'm just a boy, I'm not a bestie for anyone.
Okay.
So...
Last 2 months.
So boy bestie.
Yeah.
I don't know. why does it feel like... Okay, so this is what I had to say. It's like full toxic masculinity which I'm gonna profess out here. So if at all she asks me to cut out all the girl besties, I'll say no.
Okay.
But when I wanna ask her to cut all the boy besties from her life out, it should happen. Because the only reason I can give is I know how guys think.
Yeah,
me being a guy to another...
No, even they can say she knows how a girl thinks.
No. We know how guys think. Everybody wants the same thing.
Because you were that guy once.
No. I mean, yeah. I know me, so I have to control. I mean, it's all entertainment purpose only. But no, I don't understand the concept of boy bestie. Have you been a boy bestie?
Maybe not.
Okay.
So, I don't consider myself being a boy bestie in that terms.
Yeah, same thing what I meant to. In the most innocent terms, I'm a boy bestie to someone else.
Yeah, there are other guys who think we aren't innocent in that part.
I think that is where the problem lies. Okay. So, when we might also think someone else is a... You know, unwanted boy bestie, they might tell the girl that, oh no, we are just innocent and we
But yeah, that's gonna be there.
Yeah.
Those sayings will come.
Yeah. So I need help how to handle this.
I'll give you a hypothetical situation.
Yeah.
Think you have a girl for yourself.
Okay.
She has a boy bestie. Mm. How do you feel? Okay, you wanna know what and all they do?
Yeah, so the thing is,
they text a lot, they have midnight calls, they kind of hang out, so how does it
and
make...
And the only thing she gives me for one day is like texting and nothing else.
Yeah, yeah.
And she gives all of these extra subscription, like extra access to the boy bestie.
Okay, you can...
Premium subscription. And I get the trial version.
And you have any fights with your girl, she goes
all
and...
All the complaints go to the guy.
Yeah, so how do you feel?
And once for all, the girl lets her guard down and, breaks that barrier, the boy bestie will pounce on her.
Yeah, he swoops in.
He's waiting.
He's waiting. So, he stays in the game patiently.
Yeah.
Yeah, so patience is all that he's playing with. He's gonna stay in the game. He's just gonna stay in the game And when the opportunity strikes, he's not gonna miss any chance. He's gonna just hit in there.
But what the girl...
And you know that.
Yeah.
He's gonna do that.
Yeah, we know. As guys, we know. As I told you.
And you have to tell your girl about this. And she'll be like, no, we'll just hang out. Oh, shit. Blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, that's what's happening in this modern day world.
Yeah. So, how do I tackle all of this? Because I still believe in old-fashioned, you know, way of love and romance and all that. So, and I don't understand. But
and probably there are quite... guys who are innocent. You'll know they are innocent.
Realistically, if I tell you, so the problem is when all of them are attractive. If there are unattractive girls like and unattractive guys, then there should be no problem. That's being realistic. I'm being honest. And also, if the attractive guy is seeing someone else, to an extent, that might be a security. That to an extent. Okay. Because he might also swoop in, even though he's seeing someone else. That is also a problem.
No, so if they are actually, in actual terms, if both of them are besties, one of them is ugly.
Yeah.
Or both are ugly. Yeah. And they should be fucking anyways.
And people will get offended when we say this, but that's how it is.
That's how the world works, man.
Yeah. So, what you're saying is there's no way out of this. Should I always feel jealous and feel insecure?
No, if a girl, you know, what I feel is, if a girl has a lot of guy besties and she keeps them on the same line, then you don't have to worry because that's how she is. Yeah. But if she has a lot of guy friends and there is one particular guy friend where she keeps him on the top, then that's definitely a very big red flag. What do you say?
Yeah, so coming to my point, to an extent, we can, as I told you, we know how guys think.
Yeah.
So, we also know guys are mature enough to follow, I mean, now I'm going to say bro code to an extent, to that extent, but we know that we can trust them to some extent. The problem is the girls itself. They are the ones who play. Don't you think that's true?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to say yes.
Yeah. So, you caught me there.
Yeah.
So,
look, it's also fine when you guys are together for more than 2 years or 3-4 years, that's okay. That gives you some sort of, you know, trust score, like how you have credit score when you have to apply for a loan. That gives you some scores. But when it's the, I mean,
Jealousy is there, obviously. But jealousy is below everything. What we want is that one thing where we find our girl to be with ourselves.
Yeah.
And if she's hanging out with some other guy, it's not jealousy, but it somewhat strikes our ego.
Yeah, exactly. So, whatever, like, let's say if I have a girl and I tell her, I'll be willing to get all of my female besties out. If I ask the same question to her, the only answer she should be able to give is yes. If she says no, why should I give up? I don't even understand. I know it's not fair to ask her not to give up on everyone and she should only be with me. Just that
she should know her boundaries, man.
Yeah.
Her boundaries are limits. And she should respect the fact that if you feel that she is crossing her boundaries and if you convey that to her, she should be able to respect you for you're telling.
If not, do you think the girl is a red flag?
Yeah, if she should know that if you are coming and telling that to her, that, see, you're crossing your boundaries or that guy is crossing his limits, she should be able to understand that.
You know what the best answer to all of this solution is?
Yeah.
To call one of our friends who's a girl, because obviously girls know all of this is happening. They know they're playing, they know
They just pretend to be innocent.
They pretend to, you know, believe that nothing's happening. They pretend to live in denial.
Watching this will be smiling now.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I think one of the best answers to our questions is to make another part two and call a proper person. Who's going to tell us how realistically things work.
Yeah. No, they should be, even they should have no fear of opening out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's find such people now.
Yeah, I've got 2-3 people in mind.
We can make side A, side B, side C and all. But on a general note, having a guy bestie is a red flag, man. You can't consider it as a green flag though.
Yeah, it's
it's
not,
it's not even a white neutral flag.
Yeah, we can't be like, oh, he, she's got a protective brother. If I'm not there, he's going to protect her. It's not 1950s or, I don't know, Rama Yuga anymore. Mm. Like, Bharata will come protect Sita if Rama's not there. That's not how it works.
You know, I watch this shorts and reels on YouTube and Insta where, you know, they're normal, you know, they take interviews.
Mm.
And I think in the Western world, it's very common for them. If you give them some pound, some dollars of cash, they are willing to just cheat on their boyfriend.
Yeah.
I think
look, India's dating culture has also heavily been influenced by Western.
I think India should be backward in that aspect, at least.
Yeah, I know. I'm not liking what Bangalore has turned into. This is not the Bangalore I vouch for.
Yeah.
Karnatikas don't do this. I mean, I'm not unwelcoming anyone else, but it's the dating culture has been influenced by people who are who have come from outside in Bangalore.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't take pride in saying Bangalore is the pub capital of India. I don't want it to be pub capital.
No, let it be a pub capital, not a dating app capital.
Yeah, it's messed up. The culture is messed up.
Oh, you're talking about the pub culture. You know,
pub culture,
the college
also,
culture, man.
Yeah, I know.
Our
Everything
own colleges,
influenced.
It's gone wrecked, you know.
Okay, so let's say there is no way out of this. We can't obviously go tell them to cut everyone from their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you think I can, as a person, from my side, what can I do to reduce my, I don't know, stress levels and, jealousy levels and all that shit?
One, you can take pills. Two, you can cut her out from your life.
Yeah.
And three is the most, most thoughtful thing you can do. You can build a trust process with her.
Lauda. No, man. I wish I was born in the at least 90s. People were still innocent back then. Oh, one good idea which have come up recently for myself is, if at all I think, you know, Bangalore won't work out for me, I'll get a person or I'll marry someone who was raised in
Mysore?
Yeah, Mysore or any other remote environment where they have not been exposed to all of this toxic dating culture.
Okay.
Yeah. So
where are you gonna find them? Dating apps?
I'll go. In the old days, they used to go to each and everyone's place and ask like, "Hint kodthira manali" and all that.
Yeah,
so it's okay. I'll take my parents. Let them do that. But no, I don't think Bangalore is gonna suit me. If at all, the girl is like proper and she's communicating well. One good thing which I appreciate anyone. In any
there are such girls out there. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to take your people, your parents to Mysore, Hubli and all. So, Bangalore is still there. I think for the next 10 years, it'll still have some, you know, girls who are of your type.
Yeah. And one thing which does not cut all of this out is let them have besties, let them have close besties, everything. They have to communicate to us. Meaning, no, nothing's gonna happen. I mean,
no, communication is the key.
Yeah, like they're only besties and they should allow us to meet their friends and all that shit.
And there should be transparency.
Yeah.
You know, whatever happens between them, no?
They start hiding it or if they say, right to our face, no, I'm doing this with him, I'm hanging out with him and doing stuff with him. And when we call them, they don't come out with us and all that. I'm sorry. Not gonna run for too long, I'm guessing.
But if you have the trust factor, you don't even have to doubt on them.
Trust factor, yeah. What that happens when you click with the person and you stay with them for two years or maybe even a year.
For that, you should be lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should hit that jackpot.
Yeah. So, any concluding remarks?
I would like to say, beware of the guys around you, around your girl.
Look. Yeah, the problem is,
and if
it's not the guys, man, I'll conclude it's the girls itself. They are the problem. Mm. It's not even the guys, I tell you, because the guy will only pounce, as we explained in detail, like Nat Geo Wild.
Uh-huh.
The guy will only pounce if the girl gives an opening, or at least shows that
metaphorically,
or shows that there is a chance if they lead them on all of this.
Yeah,
so the girls are the problem. Simple as that.
No, and they give them an metaphorical opening because they think that guy is giving them attention and they love it.
Yeah.
The attention that guys give, they love it.
I mean,
so attention is the culprit.
Not to sound misogynistic or anything, just that they play all of this and once they're 25, 26, they go marry the person their parents show them.
Oh, and who will be well, very well settled.
Yeah. Who'll, I don't get it, man.
Gucci Prada. Huh. Gucci Prada guy they marry.
The thing is, I shouldn't end up the arranged marriage guy to a girl who's played all of her in her 20s and all that. I can't accept
that. No, if your
that.
Parents take you to some place, no, that's gonna happen.
Where?
Where, why?
No, no, people are innocent outside of Bangalore. They don't know all of this.
Yeah. Should I call Chakravarti?
Manipal is fucked up. Manipal, it's
no,
harsher
Manipal.
Than Bangalore. Irrespective, let's not blame places now.
Yeah. So it's the people, not the places.
Yeah, it's the girls, not even people.
Oh my god.
It's the girls, man. I'm telling you.
Okay, if we start talking.
No, what we'll do is we'll call one pakka. I think you know who I'm talking about. The girls who will readily, openly talk about this. Like
who will be able to bash us in this.
Yeah, yeah, no. Not bash us, agree to whatever we say.
Oh, no, they won't, man.
Look, I just want to
even
hear
if
from
the girl
them.
Is not like that, no? They won't agree. They won't let their... girl gang, they won't let their kitty party fall down.
I just
want
to hear from them saying, yeah, we know what happens around us. We know. We choose to stay silent. I just want like one written acknowledgement from them. Like, honestly, sir, I'll
pay us a bet, you know. Yeah. They won't do that.
Irrespective. I think all of this is not worth the...
And if a girl comes and tells that, yeah, I agree to all this, then I'll start believing you've paid her to tell that.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say is it's better to stay on your own. Yeah.
Yeah.
On your own rather than...
Focus on your career.
Yeah,
make
taking
money,
the pain or...
Invest.
This is not worth it, man.
Transfer market.
Huh? Yeah.
No, not trans. Stock market.
Stock market.
Oh, fuck.
Fabrizio is... infusion in our minds.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are establishing that the girls are the problem. That's not new anyways. Most of our episodes move in the same lines and come to the same conclusion.
Yeah.
I'm actually... I'm happy that we are not just taking the misogynistic mindset. We're actually moving to the conclusion. We started off from here, we streamlined and we got to a conclusion.
Yeah.
So,
we're not dropping. We're not dropping it from we are not coming palindromic.
Exactly. We're not just dropping some comments and then running away.
Yeah, even they know that.
Yeah,
we don't have to prove it.
Yeah. They know it, man. You guys know it.
Yeah.
Still, you guys play with us. Irrespective.
So, Ishwar is being played up?
Nope. We are not getting into that now. If I'm not wrong, we had episodes like this at the same time last year also. Emotional Outburst, Part 1,
Ooh.
Part 2.
I think
something happens in August, September, October, every year for me. It's
I think
a cycle.
The season.
Yeah. This is God's way of punishing me with cycles. Yeah, it's okay. I mean, as long as I don't regret anything, I'm okay.
I'm watching.
Yeah.
Okay, you wanna conclude?
Yeah, we better. Otherwise, it's gonna turn into a therapy session. Okay.
Okay, then this Ishwar and Asha behind the mic. We'll be seeing you all very soon.